Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, Jasmine. This is Marla Jagas calling from Oklahoma City. And I've got some charges here. I don't know what they are. I don't think I made them. I've got three different order confirmation numbers. Can you help me with this?
Yes. What's your zip code?
73130.
73130. And what's your name again?
Marla Jacobs.
And will you please verify your mailing address?
Yes, it's 11037 Canterbury Lane in Midwest City, Oklahoma.
All right, and I do have that account. It's showing that you paid shipping and handling for the looks like the keto product, and then you have the keto cleanse.
I just was purchasing the product and not the cleanse, and then there was another something else. I think the order was 66272119 for a tracker or something.
Okay. Yes, it was a fitness tracker for $24.95 and then a personal blender. But that payment for the blender declined.
Well, my bank account, they were questioning these charges. So can I cancel everything except for the product itself?
Except for which product?
Is it the keto product?
Yes, ma'am. So I can go ahead and cancel that fitness tracker out for you.
And the cleanse. I didn't know I was ordering that either.
Okay.
I tell you what, can we just cancel it all? Because they've put my account on hold, and I need to work it out with the bank tomorrow, I guess.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, if you wanted to try the keto product, I mean, we can extend the trial for you and give you a full 30 days.
Isn't that what I was supposed to be getting anyway?
No, it was a 16-day trial, but we can give you a full 30 days.
Let me just cancel everything until I can get my account straightened out tomorrow when the bank opens.
Okay. Okay. And even if before we cancel, I do have an offer. We can offer you 50% off on future charges to stay with that keto product.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
The banks, you know, they sent me a fraud notice, and so they are questioning it themselves. So let me get all of this cleared up and see what I need to do to reactivate my account, because they've closed it right now or shut it down.
No problem, ma'am. And I do have that canceled, and I have a confirmation number for you if you would need that.
I don't have a – let me get a pen just a second.
Okay. And that cancellation is C as in cancel 66272119.
Okay, and that's canceling everything.
Yes, ma'am. That's canceling that account completely out, so it won't be any charges, you know, until you can, you know, get with your bank and
okay.
Get your,
do you have a total amount?
What do you mean, a total amount that you have been charged?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it was the $6.95 and $6.95 twice for the keto products, and then you were charged the $24.95 for the fitness tracker.
Oh, okay. So all three of those?
Uh-huh. Those were the three charges.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate your help. I don't know, you know, it says somewhere in California. Is that where you're at?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I did not recognize it, and I thought I had just ordered the product, so it kind of surprised me, too. So I will get all of this straightened out with my account tomorrow, and then I might start all over with the product itself.
Okay.
Just to make sure I'm ordering the right thing. I appreciate your help.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Creating a spreadsheet of rather making programs and trauma problems because there aren't a lot of programs.